Did you notice how we went right to Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, which most false teachers love to do, and it proves they do not know God's word.
That spirit of Jezebel and Ahab is still in the earth today and is still trying to do that. And that's why I think I went viral the last week or so.
And when you look at the fruit of Mike Signorelli, you will see that it is absolutely rotten. And just because other channels give him a pass doesn't mean anything. Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to look at Pastor Mike Signorelli. This man is everywhere these days, and sadly, many people are giving him a pass. But I'm going to show you what he truly believes and what he teaches, and hopefully you will see through his facade as well. So are you ready? Let's go.
I can tell that a lot of you on our staff don't have a prayer life. Discussions that I've had with staff members and leaders of our church, I think that the revelation I got is they are talking to me from a human opinion perspective. And I'm talking to them from having come out of a place of hours of prayer. And I could tell we're not even anywhere close to the same page. They think it's my idea versus their idea. When it's like, you don't understand, I don't have ideas. I have vision from heaven, from a prayer life.
Well, that was false teacher Mike Signorelli, who is from New York. And he claims that he gets visions from God, along with a whole host of other crazy things. But I want you to see who he is and why this man needs to be marked and avoided.
Never forget the first time that I ever cast demons out. I was casting them out of myself. I was violently throwing up in my bathtub as I was locked in the bathroom. And I kept thinking to myself, I can't believe how real deliverance is.
Please listen to what I'm about to say because I don't want to mix my words. No, that absolutely did not happen.
Come on, man.
Mike Signorelli is lying and making this stuff up. See, no one in the Bible ever casted out demons out of themselves. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." But let's just pretend for just a second that this did happen. It proves that he is not a Christian, because Christians cannot be demon possessed.
Can a Christian be demon possessed? The answer is absolutely not. And let me give you two reasons why this is true. Number one, there's no example in all of Scripture of a believer in Jesus Christ being possessed by a demon after being a converted Christian. Certainly before conversion, but never after. On that same note, there are warnings of all kinds in Scripture, but never a warning to not be possessed by demons. If believers could be possessed, you'd think God would have warned us about it, but he doesn't. Number two, 2 Corinthians 6, 14-16 says, "What partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God." Simply put, the Holy Spirit doesn't do roommates. 1 John 5:18 says strongly, "The evil one does not touch him who is born of God." And Colossians 1:13 says, "We've been rescued from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of God's Son." So you tell me, can you be the temple of the Spirit of God, protected from the evil one, rescued from the domain of darkness, and then be controlled by demonic possession? Absolutely not. Those who are possessed by demons are without Christ, and they are in need of the gospel and prayer. We ought to plead for their souls, pray for their souls, and preach the truth that God might grant them repentance and set them free from the bondage of demonic darkness.
So Mike Signorelli is already off on who a Christian is and who a Christian isn't. Here he is with his two really good buddies, Vlad Savchuk and Isaiah Saldivar, who are both false teachers. Watch this.
Because I've got two people that I trust, your guys' wisdom, your experience.
How about new?
So I want to go there like no filter, and I've got all my strikes reserved for this broadcast.
Come
so
on. Just go. Are you talking about the community guideline strikes?
Yeah.
We're going to say what we want to say. Sorry, Mark Zuckerberg. Sorry, Susan Washikaji. We don't know what your last name is, but sorry, YouTube CEO.
Yeah.
We're just going to tell it how it is.
Yeah, because the number one thing is I've heard people say, oh, I've went to an Isaiah Saldivar event and I got partially delivered. And I've been like rebuking people saying, yeah, that's not Isaiah's fault. You partially repented.
You serious?
So it was a partial repentance is a partial breakthrough. Mm-hmm. It's not, I have all power to cast out any demon. Mm-hmm. It's not the power of Christ isn't limited through me.
It's fiction.
It's your repentance was limited. You know? Mm. So what are some things that you guys see?
Yeah, what that you just said, I want to speak to.
Like I've said countless times on this channel, what you just saw is extremely unbiblical and goes against what God says in His Word. But I want to focus on a video that He just released that proves how deceived He is. Now, you would think that a pastor would start out his video with maybe a Bible verse or a prayer or maybe some biblical teaching. No. Let's see how he actually starts out his video. Watch this.
But if you guys don't mind, hit that pinned comment down here and go on Amazon. It'll open the Amazon app and pre-order my book. And let's see if we can crack the top 10 of all books globally.
Well, there you have it right there. See, Mike is more worried about you buying his book and his book making it into the top 10 than preaching God's word. Why? And you need to hear this. It's all about the money. And when it comes to false teachers, it's always about the money. Notice that we're not the ones who benefit from buying his book and seeing it go to the top 10. No, he's the one who benefits from that. But let's keep watching as he spews more nonsense, because this is truly shocking.
So when I look at these comment sections and these heresy hunters and these bloggers and these Facebook groups, well, I see a demonic influence over that. And this is what I'm trying to educate you. Some of you need to share this video with multiple friends right now so we can educate the body of Christ. Let me tell you why I see a demonic influence though, because these are ancient spirits in new days, but they have the same playbook. And so just like Jezebel wrote letters against Naboth and had the nobles write those letters to assassinate his character, then eventually it turned into a physical assassination. That spirit of Jezebel and Ahab is still in the earth today.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
And is still trying to do that. And that's why I think I went viral the last week or so with the video that I did about when I was at the Bible Dingers, and I went viral going off on the heresy hunting community, because I was saying, listen, if we agree on Christ, then let's agree on Christ and the gospel. Let's stop fighting each other over secondary issues, and let's stop assassinating each other's character, because that is demonic.
So according to Mike Signorelli, if we expose false teachers, we are being demonic.
No.
Wrong. Absolutely not. We are being obedient. According to Ephesians 5, verse 11, we are commanded to expose. In Romans 16, verses 17 and 18, we are to warn others of false teachers. And second, he claims that casting out demons from Christians is a secondary issue and not a salvation issue. And I'm telling you right now, that's a said no verse ever. If someone has a demon, that is evidence that they are not saved. But Mike Signorelli and the demon slayers are claiming that these people with demons are saved, when that's simply not true. So this is a salvation issue, and it is not some little secondary issue.
Stay with me. We need to think about the fact that in Mark chapter 5, that man was demonized and was able to physically snap and break chains, which a human being can't break physical chains of iron. But under a demonic influence, he was able to do it. Some of these people that make videos about me, videos about my friends, blogs, Facebook groups, they are demonically influenced because they have a supernatural energy to obsessively do it.
What you just heard was absolutely disgusting. So because I am obedient to God's word, and because I expose false teachers, I am demonically influenced? Oh no!
Oh no!
Said no verse ever. No, I am influenced by the Holy Spirit and by the written word of God. I am compelled by my love for God and for others to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15. And I want to help people escape the deception of false teachers. See, I spent 20 years blinded by the New Apostolic Reformation and the charismatic movement. And my desire is for people to come out of that evil system and be saved by Jesus just like I was. So I want to ask you a question, okay? Let's just have some real talk.
Did you see what I did there?
How am I being demonic? I mean, am I being demonic by preaching the word?
No!
Am I being demonic by obeying the commands of Scripture?
No!
Absolutely not. But this is just a deflection technique by false teachers like Mike Signorelli to take the focus off their unbiblical teaching and make it look like they are a solid biblical pastor when he is absolutely not.
Some of you are like, Lord, I want to be a prophet. I want to hear from you. But you're giving ear to heresy hunting and gossip, a digital gossip all day. How can you hear the voice of the Lord while you're listening to the sons and daughters of the devil?
Do you guys not see how totally absurd this is? I mean, so because I follow Jesus and obey his word, I am a son of the devil? Are you kidding me? This man has no idea what he's saying. He also has horrible, rotten theology. And I want to show you this little clip to absolutely prove my point.
So she said, would you be willing to come up and would you share to the congregation of women here? And I said, absolutely. So what I was trying to do was connect the proto-evangelium Old Testament prophecy of Jesus to the New Testament fulfillment, to the new covenant activation of Acts chapter 1, verse 8. After the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power to be witnesses. And obviously Mark 16:17, in my name, you'll cast out demons in my name, because Christ gives us the authority. So we're not doing it in our own power, but through the authority that's imputed to us because of the blood in the new covenant, we can do these things.
Let me be very clear. No, we do not have imputed authority. And no, we do not have authority to cast out demons. Did you notice how we went right to Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, which most false teachers love to do, and it proves they do not know God's word. See, Mark 16 ends at verse 8. Verses 9 through 20 are in brackets because they are nowhere found in ancient manuscripts. They were added by a scribe centuries later. Jesus never said those words. Please understand this. But let's just pretend, just for a second, that he did. I want Mike Signorelli and these false teachers to take a video of them drinking poison or getting bit by a poisonous snake and see how that works out for them.
A pastor is dead from a poisonous snake bite, the 10th time he'd been bitten and the 10th and final time that he refused medical treatment.
See, Mike has very little discernment, if any. And I want you to see in this next clip the proof of his lack of discernment as he teams up with Greg Locke. And he goes and speaks at his church. Watch this.
Come on, let me hear you shout for Jesus now. Hallelujah! Come on, let them hear us here in Nashville. Hallelujah! Come on, let's roar like the lion over the tribe of Judah. Come on, there's a lion's head roaring over this region right now. If you're watching online, feel the roar of God's people. Woo! Oh, it's going to be like that, isn't it, huh?
Again, this is proof that Mike ignores God's word and violates scripture by partnering with Greg Locke, who is an adulterer, a false teacher, and now a self-proclaimed apostle. Oh boy, that sounds pretty awesome. I mean, he's a capital A apostle. No, he's not. And a little side note, did you see his shirt that he was wearing? It said, "Fire Fall." Now, I know many of you don't like to hear this and you like to argue with me, but Jesus was clear that fire is a sign of judgment, and I would never ask God for his fire to fall on me. See, fire is almost always a picture of hell or judgment in the New Testament. And that is not something we as Christians should ever ask or desire.
Come on. Come on, I feel liberty here. I feel liberty. Maybe this is what happens when men stop competing and men start coming behind women and saying, I believe
that God could use you to preach.
No.
I believe God could use you to lead. Did you know? I'm going to help the theologians out here tonight. The heel of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Female evangelists, female apostles, female preachers, female pastors. I feel this in my bones. Some of you, I believe this for you.
After watching this last clip, I was almost speechless. I mean, is this guy a hype man? I mean, what's he trying to do? Get everyone all stirred up and excited? Oh, yes, you're preaching, man. You're preaching fire. No, he's not. So he believes that God is raising up female pastors and female apostles. Said no verse ever. This man is clueless to what God's word says. There was never a female pastor in the Bible. There was never a female apostle in the Bible. See, Mike Signorelli may sound biblical on a few things, but Jesus commanded us in Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20, to test the fruit of others. And when you look at the fruit of Mike Signorelli, you will see that it is absolutely rotten. And just because other channels give him a pass doesn't mean anything. 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, makes it crystal clear that we are never to greet a false teacher or to offer them a hello. Sadly, many churches today have very little discernment when it comes to partnering and working and approving of Mike Signorelli. And it's either because they don't know God's word or because they are false converts and not born again.